Hello, my friends, my people. It's been quite a few months since the last episode's been released of Strength Through Vulnerability. I don't even know when the last one came out at the time of this recording, to be honest with you. I'm pretty sure it was last September 2023. So man, it's been like 6 months. And that's cool. That's okay. I got in front of the mic today mostly because I know that doing this makes me feel like I'm doing something important. Makes me feel like me sharing my humanity hopefully helps some of you. In reality, guys, I felt stuck, you know? Stuck. I don't want to say lost. I haven't felt lost, but I felt stuck. I felt like I've been in the same place emotionally, mentally perhaps, for a little while. There have been bouts of some intense depression, and fortunately in the last 6 months, that has only gotten much, much better. But it's still been challenging. Trying to figure out who I am, you know, what we're all trying to do. Figure out how I can take who I am and contribute to society, contribute to the world, make it a better place. Take my gifts and the things that I love and care about and cherish and share that. And it's funny because we would think that doing that would just be natural, but we've been taught, programmed in so many ways that go against that. And so there really is a process of unlearning that we need to undertake if we want to get there. And so I guess I'm doing that. Have been for a long time. And during that, whether you're trying to do that or you're not even trying to do that, life has its ebbs and flows. You have the times of loss and grief, like we talked about in either the last episode or maybe two episodes ago. You have times of joy and excitement and big things happening. We have a bunch of travel coming up for a bunch of exciting reasons. I'm the best man in one of my best friend's weddings this year, and that's coming up in a couple months. And then you have times where it's just chill, it's slow, stagnant maybe. And then we have our inner reality amidst all that, right? Like, we can have all of that stuff going on. We can have grief, and then we can have excitement and joy, and perhaps still this feeling of, I'm stuck. I'm not where I want to be, or I'm not contributing in the way that I want to. And your soul is screaming at you, saying, I know this isn't it. This isn't it. But this is serving you at the same time. It's a weird balance, right? Like, some people will say, you're exactly where you're meant to be. I don't think that's necessarily true. But another reality is, you are where you are, simply. That's the fact. The fact is, you are where you are right now. What are you going to do about it? What do you want to do about it? Do you need to take action right now, or do you need to sit in it? And action is so important because nothing gets done without it. But sometimes you need to sit in whatever place that you're in. No matter how stuck you feel, maybe you have to sit with that stuckness. Just made up a word. so that you can work through it. You see, I've felt stuck for a long time. Stuck trying to find my place in this world. You might hear that, and if you've been a listener before, you know some incredible things have happened in my life. I got married a little over a year ago. So in certain ways, I haven't felt stuck. In certain ways, I've made a lot of progress, and things have moved and been wonderful, amazing. And in other ways, I've continued to feel stuck. And I don't have the answers to that. I don't know exactly what the move is. And maybe, just maybe, that's a sign that it's not about making the move. No matter how long I've been feeling like this, maybe it's not a move because I don't even know what that move would be. Maybe it's sitting and diving into the stuckness. Maybe that's it. Oh. Somebody hears some barking outside. I don't know if any of that makes any sense to anybody else. But sometimes you got to talk to yourself. So maybe I'm just talking to me. But hey, just a quick update. And with that, I wish you all a wonderful day, an amazing 2024. We're already 3 months in. I'm gonna wish you that right now anyways. And maybe you'll hear more from me soon. Who knows? Peace.